News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. By the way, if you find yourself getting outside of the overly broad range of our AM-FM capability here at WVNN, it do not matter. All you got to do is go to our website, rightsideradio.org. You'll find all kinds of stuff on our website, podcast elements, links to our sponsors, suggested reading, bios from me and Copper, things that we've written, all yada, yada, yada. But you'll also find a place where you can click on Listen Live. Click on Listen Live, and no matter where you is, there we is what I like to say. So that's why we have people that take us on vacation. I'm getting text messages just now from up in North Carolina. We got people all over the place that listen to the show because you can click Listen Live and stream it live online, and it comes in very clear that way too. So, yeah, take us with you. This whole thing with January 6th, I am not trying to minimize at all. I'm not gonna tell you for a second that I think that was just a rightful display. No, it wasn't. It was such a jackwagon display. It was a bunch of idiots. And by the way, does anybody really believe that a group of people that included a guy who walked around bare-chested wearing a buffalo hat was somehow a truly an insurrection where they were attempting to overthrow government and replace it with something else? No, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. But what's happening right now is Democrats are determined to make this into anything they need. I mean, why do you think that the Attorney General of the United States gave what amounted to about a 25-minute speech yesterday? I mean, by the way, he always looks like he's asleep when he's talking, but he gave a speech for about 20 to 25 minutes, said that this is the number one priority of the Attorney General's office, literally. And then on top of that, you got things like, I got an article right here from Newsweek. Article is really an op-ed written by two guys, Nick Saplina and Justin Wagner. Fair warning, in reviewing who they are, I discovered that they both work for a gun control group, all right, a gun control activist group. But listen to what they say. Every Western democracy has extremists, individuals who believe in the worst forms of racism and xenophobia committed to overthrowing the government by force, but America is the only country that makes it easy for extremists to arm themselves with stockpiled, high-powered weapons. The fact that Newsweek chose to publish this says something about Newsweek right now. They literally go on to say, extremists in America are heavily armed. Good Lord. And then they talk about January 6th was an armed insurrection. No, actually it wasn't. In fact, the only person who was shot during the January 6th insurrection was Ashley Babbitt, who was a protester who was unarmed at the time. Thank you very much. There was no wielding of weapons, not firearms anyway. Did people carry sticks and somebody swung around a flagpole and somebody had a hockey stick apparently? Yeah, that did, and that was wrong. But nonetheless, going after the Second Amendment, well, they even go on to say in here in this op-ed that like one conspiracy person had guns stored at their hotel across the Potomac River. So, was it weird? Maybe. I don't know. But was it part of the armed insurrection? No, because they left them in their hotel across the river, you jackwagons. And so it goes on to say here, too, they even say extremist groups often embrace the insurrectionist theory of the Second Amendment. All right, that's enough of that article. You can tell where they're going. What I'm saying here, though, is they want it to be an insurrection so bad, and they want to make it more than it was. Apparently now it's an armed insurrection. No. No, it wasn't. It literally was not. It was a riotous group of unarmed individuals who never should have done what they did, but it was not what they want you to believe it was. I got a whole lot more on that, but I had the great opportunity to adjust the show and have a guest coming on next. I think you're going to want to hear Congressman Mo Brooks from our 5th District right here in the listening area, running for the U.S. Senate right now. He was there that day. He's been accused of a whole lot. There isn't even an article about him on AL.com today about how the light is shining on him. Well, I got news. The light's not shining on him. They're just trying to shine a light. We'll talk to Mo Brooks when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.